Morning, everybody. You know, I tend to make things really complicated in my head. I really try to try to figure out why and get, you know, kind of not rationalize, but try to think my way through things and make it more complicated than they really are. But this past week, on Tuesday, we just looked at, I think it's the smallest book in the Bible. Paul was writing to a guy named Philemon about a guy named Onesimus. Let me paint a picture for you. Onesimus was a slave. He was a bad dude. In the fact that he ran away, and not only did he run away, there's an idea that he might have taken a few items to support his running away from his master. So, Onesimus winds up with a guy named Paul, who wrote part of this. And he changes his life. Paul didn't change his life, but Paul introduced him to the person who would change his life, which is Jesus Christ. And now Paul's saying, Onesimus, okay, great. I'm really glad you said, and you've been working hard. I see that your faith is real. If you remember the story, he jumped in the wheelbarrow and he's going across Niagara Falls. So Paul says, you got to do something for me. I want you to go back home, back to your slave master, and turn yourself in. Now, what you got to understand is, during that time, slaves that run away, they're put to death. So this is really jumping into the wheelbarrow. And Onesimus says, well, that's what God wants me to do. And I think to myself, you're kidding me. I would run away. But the key that I'm thinking about is, it's not all that complicated. It's not all complicated. What happened? Or what happened to most of us, to me. The thing that it comes down to is, well, in fact, let me read this to you. Now, Paul's talking back to Philemon, saying, you got to accept Onesimus, the runaway slave. I don't want anything to, without your consent. I want you to, your help. You're willing because, not because you're forced to. It seems you lost Onesimus, lost your slave for a little while, so that you could have him back forever. He is no longer like a slave to you. He is more than a slave, for he is a beloved brother, especially to me. Now, he will mean much more to you, both as a man and as a brother in the Lord. This kind of kept me away. I have people in my life who are Christians. And whether they are or not is immaterial. I need to accept them and love them, because that's what God wants. And to get back to my original thing of saying how complicated things, it's really simple. I've sinned. I'm wrong. I deserve punishment. Christ took my punishment. He died for me. Because that sin has to be taken care of. It's a debt that is owed. And he paid it. It's really just that simple. He loves me. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. It's that simple. Thank you.